Every time before you guys actually hear us, it sounds like, you know, it reminds me of that iCarly thing where it's like 5, and then they show a bunch of clips. 4, 3, 2, 1, and then they click on the video. I don't know why, but this is gonna be like just two people. It's just me and Kyle.
Too much monster energy today.
Too much monster energy. He's gonna be a bit rowdy, if you know what I'm saying. What was that noise? Was it the demons within?
Yes.
The monster. So how much drywall have you punched today?
Quite a bit. I mean, I had to play tennis today, and there's just this giant mile of drywall, and I just had to go all the way to tennis. And then during tennis, I grabbed that.
Are you sure those weren't people's houses?
I hope not.
I can't see anything, and I don't remember anything after monster energy.
Exactly. I was like...
You blacked out. Yeah. So today we're actually going to talk about, we have a realm. My brother made it, Evan. He's been on the podcast before. Second episode.
Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, what a noob. So anyway, he made a realm, and we play on it. That's what you do with realms.
Okay.
So basically what we're saying is we're going to talk about that and who we watch on YouTube, because this is kind of like, there's going to be a shorter one, about 20 minutes is what we were saying. Because one, we're pressed for time, and two, we don't have that many people.
But it won't be 20 minutes, because this is jank.
Yeah, it's going to be like 20 minutes and 1 second.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to, because it's janky. You can't predict anything.
Oh.
This podcast is jank, dude.
Dude,
nothing. Oh, what's that? We're not talking about the realm and YouTubers? You didn't see that one coming.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, but we are. Oh, jinked you again.
Dude, no way. You, my friend. You know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
So on this realm, we're trying to build this city. It took us like 2 or 3 weeks, though, before we actually started working on it. Like, we were like, oh, we'll get the concrete some other day. But
that was every day.
Every day.
You know, I had a bunch of the concrete already made, and then everyone was like, you know, I'll build it later. And then he downloaded mods. That's why he's not
That's
here.
That's why he's not here.
He's playing
a mod.
He's playing modded Minecraft.
And
I'm not even sure which mod. He has RLCraft and like a smaller version of CrazyCraft.
And he didn't even hang out with us today because he had to watch the mod be downloaded.
Yeah. And you want to know the funny thing is that we played laser chess about 5 games. Of course I won. It was 3-2 though. It was very, very close.
Oh, thank you.
And he put up a very good fight. But the last game, it was so funny. It was so suspenseful that I didn't think clearly and I could have won like 20 turns before. But I still ended up winning.
I mean, the first few rounds were so much easier than the last one.
Yeah.
Like, we just got into it and then we were like...
Because we knew how to play after.
Yeah, because actually we were trying to like defend... like our own like king, which you know you should do, but before we were just like, who can kill the other person's king the fastest?
Yeah. And then it went on for like, I say 20 minutes and the others were 10, so about an hour total. That makes sense. And that was Kyle's ringtone.
That was an hour?
Yeah.
Wait.
Cuz you got here at like 2.
2:50. No, 2:50. Because Clayton had to leave, and then they were actually kind of late, so we had a little extra
time. And it was 4:15, so about an hour and 20 minutes. It's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, I say it's fine because if it lasted any longer, I think I would rip my hair out of my own head.
So. Dude, that's 16 minutes for each round. Dude, that's...
Although it was, like, 30 minutes in there.
Actually, yeah, no. It was... Just the last round was, like... most of it.
So I'm in Ben's creakety chair, you already know.
Yeah, I'm still on my post. So that if I have too much monster energy, They know because I'll just fall off the chair.
and then it'll be, you'll go through the floor. Because you'll make it drywall. Anything, you're like Midas. Like how he had the gold touch, but you have the drywall touch.
Yeah.
But instead of just touching it, you also punch it.
Yeah. Instantly, I tap it, and then it's already drywall, but it's too late because my hand's through it.
Yeah.
Anyway, the realm.
Yeah, the realm. So,
we actually finally got to start working on it. We have roads, and Evan's making this giant hotel that's now half the size that it used to be, but it's still pretty thick.
It's massive. And yeah. I did farm up all the concrete, which wasn't
that hard. Well.
It took me...
I mean, Carl had a big part.
Like, I had a double chest of white concrete powder. So...
Double chest of... Okay, Carl had 3 shulkers of concrete. No, sorry, not concrete. Sand and 2 of gravel.
Oh, so that's about... Still a lot, but like that's how much I had. So
I was really...
So it's a double chest, because that's how much I came home with.
Mm-hmm.
And,
The whole thing's a double chest?
Yeah.
It looks like a lot more.
No, like the sand and the gravel, because you still had more gravel, but the sand and the gravel together is what I came home with, and I just had a double chest. Because it takes 4 sand and 4 gravel to make 8, so it just doubles it.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway.
Holy, oh yeah. Yeah. That's a lot. Dang. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, so basically I just destroyed the entire coastline. Which was fun, but like, not fun, you know? It only took like an hour though, actually. It wasn't that hard, because...
Well, what, did you do something else, or are you talking about...
Oh, I have a bone farm, so I got the stuff easily.
Oh. And then after that, we had to clear out this giant hill so that we could build the actual hotel. And that actually only took like an hour also. Well, yeah. An hour with Clayton by himself, but then like another hour
with like 4 other people. Gavin, we might bring him on the podcast.
You haven't met him.
Yeah, we might bring him on the podcast. Then Ben wasn't helping. He actually logged out with my brother's axe and hasn't given it back because he hasn't gotten on.
He like never plays. It's just 2K.
Yeah. Yeah, always 2K. Then there's, of course, Evan, me, Ethan. me as in I'm Ethan.
Yeah, I don't know your Kyle. Voice.
There's Kyle, Clayton.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I think it was just hot people.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and so, also, I made this cave. Or I made my house in this cave, and it was kind of just in the middle of the city. Or actually, I made it before we put down any roads, but Evan, because he's like the governor of the city, and well, the admin, he's like, well, you can't just have, you know, a random cave somewhere. He was like, maybe we could put it in the park, and I was like, okay, yeah, that sounds pretty good. But it was still just a random hole in the ground, and he didn't like that. So he wanted me to like patch it up, but I was like, what if I make it an outhouse?
And it's the Shrek outhouse.
Yeah.
It's the best part.
And like the inside, I no joke sealed it up and a random donkey spawned right next to the like vines down into it. It's crazy. And then I got a potato farm, which I just called an onion farm, and it's pretty tight. I mean,
so this is a question that I'm actually asking. Do you need any like pumpkin pie for your food shop that you're gonna make?
I think we'll just grind it out. I mean, it shouldn't be that much. I'm thinking just like a stack of stuff that people
aren't really gonna buy. I have a row of sugar.
Well, I have a sugar cane farm. What's easy about sugar cane?
However much bone meal you have, which is 3 times 1 bone.
Yeah.
So if you have a stack, you get 3 times that, right? But then sugarcane, if you bone meal it, it grows 2 more. So you double that, so it's 6 times the amount of bones you have. So say you have 1 stack of bones, that's 6 stacks of sugarcane. You just have to sit there, right click and left click, or however it goes. Because I don't use computer. I'm an Xbox.
Ooh.
That's why we use a realm instead of a server.
Actually, it calls it a server.
I mean, they're basically the same thing, just servers you can't get on Java. But you can also, I think you can get realms on Java, which is funny. So, you know.
Really?
Yeah. And sometimes...
I thought, is a realm just, like, supposed to be, like, is it Xbox or Bedrock, like, server? Like, what is it standing in for? Why isn't there a server?
That's a good question. I mean, Bedrock sucks compared to Java. There's so much easier farms, like iron farms. Those are so much easier in
Java.
Gold farms.
Java by itself, though, Carl said it's, like, a lot tougher.
How?
It's like, I don't know, mobs are just tougher in the game. I don't know. I'll ask him about it.
It doesn't make sense. Well, I'm just saying from a farm standpoint. And 1.16, like, getting rid of my Zerotic sugarcane farm, like, my G.
Why? Okay.
Dude. And also bamboo farm, of course, but, like, in other farms. But I don't really care about those.
Dude, guess what? Today I asked Clayton if he's gonna get those, like, animals ready. Because, you know, like, I had to get all the, like, crops, and he's gonna get the animals. Apparently he doesn't remember that. And now he wants to build the shop instead, like...
And you get all the stuff?
Yeah. Kinda. Like, we'll work together to get the animals, but, like...
No, you should make
him get the animals. But he's really eager to make the shop. I'm thinking... I can start on the shop.
I can build the shop for you.
Either that, or we can both get the animals, and then we'll build the shop. But he wants to get the shop up first, and get, like, the main things, and then get the rest of the stuff.
The shop?
Exactly.
Name of the episode.
I mean, you don't...
Stock before you get the shop. Doesn't even rhyme.
Yeah, we're talking about chicken stock here. Gonna make some gumbo. No, but he wants to get, though, like, he doesn't want to get rabbits because that could actually be really tough. I need that for rabbits too, though, because we need to get every possible food.
And you also need, suspicious stew is...
It's a flower. Suspicious
stew? It's a flower and two, and mushroom stew.
Mm-hmm.
The mushroom stew, but the recipe for mushroom stew, you just put a flower, any flower. I know how to make a flower farm, though.
I mean, actually, my house is just grass, so... I mean, the inside. So I could just bone meal that.
Okay. But, like, is that zero ticking? I don't know if it's zero ticking, because it's using pistons to break it.
Well, do you have to... So you just hold left click or whatever, and then it just keeps...
Like, you can get a dispenser to do it. It's fully automatic.
A dispenser can place bone meal?
Or maybe... I don't know. I'd have to see if it's on Bedrock. Because I think that's only a Java thing. I'm not sure, though. Because I saw someone do it on Java.
That would make everything so much easier.
Yeah. Because it just... So it moves it so that it breaks all the flowers and they're hopper.
Oh, yeah. And it just moves the ground.
And there's a hopper minecart. And then it bone meals. Breaks. Bone meals. Breaks. I'm pretty sure that's zero taking, though. So it won't count. Also, that would help for...
Actually, no. Wait.
Dyes.
Couldn't you just make a repeater... I don't really know redstone, but you could just do, like, an infinite loop, you know? Can't you just do that?
What do you mean?
Well, it's, like, some type of circle thing with the redstone, and, like, I think it's a repeater.
Yeah,
and then it just goes pretty quick. Is that a zero tick farm, or is...
No. I think you're talking about, though... I forgot what it's called, but it's the... It looks like a tile with, three. It's got two in the back, one in the front. And then you have one on the left... It goes up and then to the side. And then if you put a lever behind... But you have to... you have to left-click the... thing. I think it's the redstone... The little redstone thing in the front. Man, I am having a hard time thinking about this.
Actually, Evan would know all of it.
Yeah. It's the redstone thing in the front, though. And then if you turn that on, it'll go like... 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, and it'll just keep pulsing. So that's what you would use. So I think that might actually work.
Yeah. Actually, I should do that to... Wait, could they fall... Okay, if I move
and
the floor...
And you can do that with the door.
Dude, if I move the floor, could the people fall beneath it? Dude, I... like a creeper, I don't know, something chasing me in my house, I flip a lever. Oh, yeah, and it would and move then the thing all the moves, ground. And then there's lava below it. Oh, that sounds cool. Too bad I don't know redstone. I may need someone actually to build that. Yeah? Oh, wait, yeah. But it has to be at the same level.
Here, I'm right? just checking what time it is real quick. Oh, wow, 15 minutes.
We didn't even talk about the YouTubers.
I mean, we can just talk about the realm.
I mean, yeah, because we're jank. Boom. Mm-hmm.
Yep. No, but... No planning.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, no, but if it's... You gotta hold it... It's gotta be the same level, right? For you to move it? Like, I'd have pistons showing in the rest of my house.
Yeah, but you could have... Since it's a park, you could have, like, a tree over it or, like, a hill. Like, two hills next to your house.
Oh, you're... Oh, no, I meant inside my house. Yeah, I could do that outside. Maybe. Depends on what Evan says.
Because then if you have the door closed, then it would just shake the mob. Or it wouldn't shake the mob, but it would... You know, you could just open it, right? You could just, like... Because you could have a piston extender. But that's a lot of work.
Wait, do signs still work? Like, you break a sign and you can't connect all of them? It was like Pocket Edition Redstone. You know, like you... Put all the signs together, like you hook them all up, and then you put like sand above it, and then once you break the sign, then all the sand falls.
Pocket Edition. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was kind of jank, but it was cool.
You know, on tall grass, actually, there is a thing. Is that what you're talking about? Where there was tall grass, and there was like a glitch where you could get it to stay there, but if you place something on top of it, then broke it. It would drop all the sand.
No. It was just you connect all the signs together, and then it's like on the floor, kinda. Wait, no, it's not on the floor. It's kind of like.
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, like if you try to make a garage door, you put the whole bottom part of signs, and then it goes up, and then you break that one sign, and it breaks all those other ones.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Stuff falls.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I miss that.
It still works. You wanna know why? Because a Windows 10 edition can be on a computer.
Oh, wait.
Pocket edition and Xbox.
Actually, that wouldn't work because the sand would just fall into the lava.
Yeah.
Unless I made the pit really deep.
I mean, you'd only need the same amount of lava because it would just flow down.
Oh, you're saying... Oh, yeah, no, I was thinking source blocks. Like a dummy thick. Yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that in the park, though.
Yeah.
Evan's not... Yeah. He wants it to be just a legit park. The outhouse is as far as I think I'm going to get. I mean, if he was here, we could ask him, but no, I mean...
Well, he's literally, like, down the hall, but he just doesn't want to come out of his hole.
Yeah.
You know, I call him an orangutan, but he's more like a bat. I call him an orangutan because he has long arms. But he's more like a bat because he likes to stay in the...
In the dark?
In the dark. All day.
So I was thinking more of a cat.
Cats don't really have long arms, though. And bats don't really have arms. So.
I guess I see where you're... Mean?
He's more a cross between an orangutan and a bat, just without wings.
That'd be really creepy.
Just an orangutan hanging from the ceiling. No, they can do that.
No, I was thinking like a bat, but then like really long orange arms. Just like...
Yeah, and it can just... Dude, wait, the motion you just made, you know that guy who puts his arms above his head and then he can like...
Slap his face.
And like, no, but he can touch them below his face.
Like connect his hands?
No, but like they're on top of his head. He's got really long
arms. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That is very long. Actually, Evan may be able to do that.
No, I don't think so.
Long arms, all those ligaments. I mean, segments.
Same thing, honestly. I went to science class last year, so you know.
Yeah, you're an instant genius.
Instant genius, you know, ligaments and segments. Or are they just segments?
Okay, so ligaments are like the things, like tendons. Segments are these things.
Yeah. I know.
Which I used to call them ligaments for a super long time.
Yeah.
And so I still get
I didn't forget anything after how many months of summer? 3 months? 4 months? I mean, there's 104 days in summer vacation. But
not for real, for real, though.
To end it. But the annual problem...
No, Ethan. That's also including weekends, though.
Yeah.
So, it's like all those weekends.
Well, there's 104 days. In what? Summer vacation.
Stop. No. Oh, wait, hold on. Actually, we can do quick math. Okay, there's 180 days of school. Yeah. So, you divide that by 5.
That's 185.
So those are the school weeks. Okay.
Oh, wait. Okay.
So then that's 36.
You have to do 35. Wait, no. I don't know what I'm saying.
No, or you could just do the 9 weeks times 4. Okay, so that's 36 weeks. You know what I mean?
36 weeks. And 36
weeks.
Off.
So that's 36 weekends.
So then you take off 72 of 36 times 7. So what's 36 times 7? That would be...
36 months. Wait, why?
252 minus 71, which would be 180?
I don't know. I lost you at...
There's 180 days of school.
Yeah. No. We're trying to find out how much summer there is.
Yeah, but there's 180 days minus the weekends.
Yeah, okay, so 72 weekend days, no, added on to the 180, so that you know how much summer there is.
No, the 100, oh yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's
Well, 180 plus 72 is how many days go by in the school period.
Exactly, so that's 180.
252.
I mean, yeah.
I literally just said.
Yeah, no, listen here. But then 365 minus 252 should be.
I see what you're doing.
113?
Yeah, 113.
Dude, that's crazy. It does not feel like 113 days.
So it's like, 3 months.
Dude, I can't believe school.
I like how we just calculated how much summer we have. And then we have, what's today? Do you know what today
is? It's the 12th.
And we have 5 days.
This is like, I can't.
It's been 112 days. Wasn't it 117?
No, it's 113. Okay. So it's been 108 days.
Wow.
Dude, I don't know if this summer is faster or slower than most, because the movie period feels like a long time, but then I'm like, it's only like 2 weeks of filming. And then I'm like, what else do I do during the summer then?
Yeah. By the way, he makes movies at Wolf Productions. It's the one with
another
Spy Guys.
Another shameless plug. But no, don't say any more. To find out more, you have to watch the other podcast. Listen to it.
Yeah. And so it's a podcast before this, of course, episode 2.
It's the same thumbnail with the screaming child.
Being hugged by
Shrek.
Quote unquote Shrek. That's what we're calling. And that's going to be every episode until we don't make any more. Which, I like how we're staying consistent with the things. You know, with the times and the thinny things.
What do you mean, the times?
Like, because we have, because last time we tried to do this, 5 minutes of drink. We made one and then stopped.
It was good, though.
It was
But good. It was too good to be released.
Microwave Mob Bosses. That would be a good name for that episode. that is the episode. Oh,
didn't see that one coming. actually, it may be on Spotify. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of
genius. I guess you'll have to find out.
Yeah. Another shameless plug. It's tight.
That should be like our second channel. You know what I'm
shameless
saying?
Shameless plug.
Yeah, shameless plug is the next podcast, actually.
Yeah, it's just the same, like, once everybody makes a YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
And then they're like...
There's one that's, we all come together, and it's called Shameless Plug.
It's just us listing off names.
You know those British YouTubers, the Sidemen, how there's 7 of them, and they all were on their own, and then they came together and made the Sidemen.
The what?
Sidemen. They're British YouTubers. You probably wouldn't know.
British.
You know KSI?
Mm-hmm. Is he one of them?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes. You know KSI?
He wasn't. Yes. He wasn't.
Oh, that doesn't help.
He wasn't for a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, they had some beef. But that's a story for another
that's
time.
That's a story. Yeah, we met KSI.
Yeah, next time we'll talk about what will we talk about? Oh, the YouTube videos we watch.
Oh no.
And
maybe we will, maybe we won't.
This is Jank. Maybe we'll, maybe we won't, and we're signing off.